Star 94.1, and we welcome Mika King. Mika, how are you?
I am well, blessed. Glad to be talking with you tonight.
Thank you. Are you counting it all joy?
Oh, yes, yeah. I am. Every bit of it.
Hey, all right. Tell us about Counting It All Joy. Tell us about the project.
Oh, wow. I'm just really excited about this project. I'm really excited about what God is doing. It's my debut CD, but it's so personal to me, and I'm so thankful, and I'm so blessed because I know a lot of new first-time artists don't get to say that, you know, their first project was actually, you know, their heart and that it was just them. But this project really is everything that God has had me live, everything that he's had me walk through. It's the prayer of my life. You know, it really is my heart on CD. So I'm really excited about it because there's an awesome testimony packaged in the songs that listeners will be able to hear. And it really is based off of James 1 and 2 when it says to count it all joy, because I have been through some stuff.
Hey, okay.
And that title track, actually the first three songs on the project, the single that's out now, Won't Be Like That, Count It All Joy, and another song called Right on Time, those songs really were birthed out of a time that was extremely dark for me. I had gone through so many things. I had been praying about my purpose, not really knowing why I was here. I had found out some stuff about my family that I was not aware of. I had a series of like failed relationships and friendships, and just as far as my career and my finances, like everything was coming one after the other after the other after the other. And I finally got to the place where I told God I was done. I couldn't take another step. I was through, and there was nothing going on inside of me, actually, to the point where I prayed for him to find a way to take me out.
Wow.
I mean, I had really gotten to a very low point, and at the time, I was singing with a praise and worship group in Orlando, and we'd gone to minister, and I just remember standing up there and being on that platform and having nothing going on inside of me. I was completely empty. I had nothing to deliver to the people. I essentially was up there going through the motions because there was nothing inside of me. And I just remember God speaking to me during that time and saying, defeat is not an option. And I knew at that moment, even though nothing about my circumstances had changed, even though when I walked out of that church, everything about my physical circumstances was going to be the same, it stirred something in my spirit, because I knew at that point, even if I didn't understand it or if I didn't fully know what it was yet, God did have a purpose for me.
Yeah.
And I say that because one of the things that I found out, and I really haven't shared this like a lot yet, but I found out, and I think I was probably about 23, 24 at the time, that when my mother was pregnant with me, she had actually gone to have an abortion.
Wow.
And that was a hard thing to find out.
Wow.
That was a really hard thing to find out, you know, some 24, 25 years later. And, you know, it kind of added to my struggles as far as, you know, God, why do you have me here? What is my purpose? Why am I here? It added to that because I was like, there is no reason for me to be here. You know, why wasn't I just gone then? But I knew when he said defeat is not an option, that there was a reason why he kept me then, and he was going to keep me in this situation. I knew that then. And that's why Jeremiah 29:11 is one of my favorite scriptures. You know, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and an expected end. And I love that part that says expected end, because that means that God knew the end from the beginning. He knew when my mother went to have that abortion, he knew that it could not happen because he saw everything that's going on right now. And even when I was in that place where I was empty and I had nothing going on inside of me, he knew what was eventually going to come down the line. So I'm so glad that, you know, he kept me, and I'm so glad that, you know, he had great plans for me. And that's why I can say count it all joy, because I learned, you know, not that I was leaping up for joy for my problems,
mm-hmm.
but I learned to celebrate what was going to come after I made it through that.
It sounds like we have somebody who is rooted and grounded in the Word. Hey, Mika, wow. Hey, you know what? When I first heard the project, the medley?
Yes.
I was floored. Honestly, all I could hear was anointing. And I'm serious. I'm not saying it because you were on the line. When I put it on, you know, I felt that. I really did. I mean, I can put on other songs. I may not feel that, but I did feel that from your project. And by you talking to me now, I can see why I felt that. You know, I mean,
praise God.
I'm telling you.
And that song, you know, we decided to have that be the single after, you know, most of the time you usually release an up-tempo, something that, you know, people can identify with. But, you know, I was so glad when we decided to release that worship medley as the first single because it's so special to me because I am a worshiper. You know, I know that there is nothing else I'd rather do than be in God's presence and, you know, at his feet and worship him. And that song really gets me there, and it really helps me do that because, you know, I know that everything that I need is in his presence. There's love there, there's joy there, there's peace there. And, you know, that time that I was talking about that I was going through, and I know other people do this as well, we look for all of those things outside of him and outside of his presence. But the reality of it is people can't give us that. You know, material things can't give us that. Careers can't give us that, you know, that love and that joy and that peace that we're searching for. We can only find that in Christ.
Most definitely.
We can only find it in his presence. And that's why that song is so special to me because, you know, it gets me to the foot of his throne where I can just, you know, spend time with him and he can do every single thing that he needs to do in me and just love on me more than anything.
Hey. Our guest is Mika King. Mika, how would you describe your music? Because it's sort of, you know, when you do the, I don't want to say upbeat, because it's kind of that medium beat groove. It has that nice, refreshing groove. How would you describe your music? Great message, but, you know, that groove is, you know, it's kicking in there, too.
Well, it's funny that you should mention that because when we were doing the CD and we were deciding, you know, what songs were going to go on and all of that, I knew that I wanted the theme of the project to be encouragement. And I knew that whether it be a worship song or an up-tempo, I knew that it had to encourage God's people. And the funny thing about that is, you know, my producer was kind of like, well, we're probably going to run into problems because people aren't going to know where to put you, you know, because I'm kind of worship, but kind of contemporary, and then kind of gospel, but then kind of CCM. So, you know, and at the end of the day, I told him, I was like, you know, we just got to do what God's telling us to do, and it's just going to be me. So I just describe it as me and God's will for me.
Hey.
There's really not, you know I can't really put it in a box, and, you know, I thank God for that. I thank God that you even use the word refreshing because it tells me that there's something new about it. There's something that, you know, we haven't heard before. There's, even in the groove, there's something that people really haven't heard before, and I like that because I know that, you know, with each generation, he is bringing forth a new move, and I'm excited to be a part of that.